In the past 30 months, 45 provincial visits have taken place, and priority has been given to public demands and the completion of important projects. The year 1402 has witnessed progress, and also this has been a special year with respect to justice-based projects. I can refer to medical insurance coverage for the underprivileged, and also transfer of electricity and gas to rural areas. I emphasize that in the new year, government officials must focus on justice and the administration of justice. And in the new year, the process of completing the projects must be accelerated. The capital must be directed towards productive and infrastructural projects, and the backwardness related to the 90s must be compensated. By relying on God Almighty and through public participation, the new year 1403 will witness further prosperity in production, and there's going to be more decrease in the rate of inflation, and more services will be provided to the people. Whatever has been done so far in the past 2.5 years for the completion of major projects in different sectors such as health, telecommunications, culture, education, water, electricity and gas, road construction, science and technology, environment, and supporting the underprivileged. Whatever you have seen so far, such services will increase this year, God willing. In the past 2.5 years, there were many hospitals, incomplete hospitals that were completed, the construction were completed, and people had more access to medical services. This year, 9,000 new beds will be added to medical centers. This is on the agenda of this administration. And we will also have electricity units being used in the urban fleet. And also, there's going to be high-speed internet for urban and rural areas, particularly in villages, and also in the field of space. Since the start of this administration, there has been satellite launches, more than the number of launches in about 13 years, and we will tread the very same path this year. Dear nation of Iran, whatever has been done in the past 2.5 years for the country's progress, and whatever is going to be done later will be realized through your support, and all success is due to God's support and also people's participation. You, the people, are the real heroes in this field, and if what we are saying, if our voice is heard in the region and the world, that's due to your power. Your hope and power injects hope into this administration. 3 years ago, I said that we will not leave the negotiation table, and we do not tie the progress of the country to such negotiations. You see that several multi-billion-dollar agreements and contracts have been signed in the oil and gas sector, and the volume of foreign investment in this government has hit the figure of approximately $11 billion, with the exception of domestic investments. The definite investments, not just signatures on paper, I mean the definite and accredited investments. And last year we witnessed our active participation in international forums, participation in BRICS after Iran's participation in Shanghai, the SCO. That's been another achievement in the field of foreign policy. Our trade with neighbors has increased, and Latin America and Africa close to one decade that there has been negligence towards these areas. It has become quite activated. Last year, we did have some bitter events, such as the terrorist event in Kerman. Tens of our fellow countrymen were martyred in this terrorist event. The enemy wanted to take revenge for its regional defeat and its failures, and it wounded our hearts, but Iran remained strong. The events in Gaza was another manifestation of steadfastness in the face of the enemy. The bullying powers of the world gathered all their strength in order to destroy 2 million population in Gaza, and they used the most advanced weaponry and bunker buster bombs to defeat the people of Gaza, but the enemies failed. The year 1402 was also the year of overcoming tensions, and the enemies wanted to disrupt people's unity. The enemies thought that due to the imposed sedition in 1401, they have managed to harm our unity and integrity, but the nation showed that they remained steadfast. People's meaningful participation in various arenas disappointed the enemies. One of such a turnout was people's participation in the parliamentary and assembly of experts elections. The enemy had planned to somehow boycott the elections, but the enemies failed. Now it's time for those elected individuals to fulfill their promises, and we hope that through creating new developments in a country's administrative system and by resolving people's problems, hopefully we'll have more breakthroughs and progress. And the ill-wishers want to create discord amongst the people and amongst the officials and authorities. We must all remain united and foil these plots. Let me utter a sentence addressing the youths and young people. My dear children, you should know that by relying on your strength and your hopefulness, Iran, the future Iran will make more progress, and we do attach importance to you. And we make utmost efforts in order to pave the way for your progress. In conclusion, I feel obligated to thank the nation for their dedication. I humbly thank the nation. I thank the wise leader for his guidelines. For his guidelines for the nation and the government. I thank the parliament, the judiciary, the armed forces, and the revolutionary entities and other organs who pave the way for providing the people with the needed services. I commemorate the Imam Khomeini and the martyrs, and I wish a memorable Nowruz and month of Ramadan, and I pray to God for the success and victory of the Muslim Ummah and the Palestinians.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to all our viewers as the Persian.
Okay, we're back with our Nowruz special. And we heard, first of all, the New Year's speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. And then we had the New Year's address by Iranian President Sayyid Ebrahim Raisi. And a quick recap of the points made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution and President Raisi. Well, the leader of the Islamic Revolution greeted the Iranian nation, greeted the families of the martyrs and all countries which celebrate Nowruz. The leader said, "One of the greatest tragedies this year has been the explosions in Kerman during the commemoration ceremonies for Martyr General Qasem Soleimani." He also mentioned the floods in Sistan Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran and, most of all, the tragic war in the Gaza Strip, which we're witnessing right now, the situation in occupied Palestine. The leader also talked about the economic situation. He said the economic situation in Iran is improving, and the key to this, of course, is manufacturing and production. The leader said that the motto, the slogan for this year is leap in production through people's participation. Surge in production through people's participation is the slogan for this year. He emphasized the importance of production and manufacturing. He said this is the key to overcoming the economic problems faced by the country, such as inflation and unemployment. The key is to boost production and manufacturing. So this year's slogan is surge in production through people's participation. He also emphasized the importance of ordinary people participating actively in economic activities and how important that is for people to participate in the economy and to take part in economic production and manufacturing. So the slogan for this year is leap in production through people's participation. And a quick recap of President Said Ibrahim Raisi's New Year's speech. President Raisi said, "The economy, Iran's economy, is improving slowly. Point-to-point inflation, for example, has been reduced from 55% to 35%. And he said, many villages in Iran have been connected to mains water and electricity. As many as 5,000 villages, he said, have been connected to mains water and electricity." And President Raisi emphasized the importance of infrastructure projects. And he said those are very important. We must move ahead with our infrastructure projects. He said Iran has advanced in aerospace and space research. For example, many Iranian satellites have been placed into orbit around planet Earth. He also said that in the past year, Iran has joined some very important international organizations like the SCO, the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and the BRICS. Iran has officially joined SCO and BRICS. President Raisi also talked about the tragic situation in the Gaza Strip. He said the coercive bullying powers have pulled out all the stops to punish and murder the innocent Palestinians of Gaza, but we have witnessed the astounding resilience and resistance of the Palestinian people. And President Raisi also mentioned the recent elections in Iran. He said the Iranian people participated very well in parliamentary and assembly of expert elections in Iran on 1st of March. And President Raisi said the Iranian people dashed the hopes of the ill-wishers and the enemies by participating in these elections. So that's a quick recap of the main points made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution and Iranian President, Dr. Ibrahim Raisi. We'll be back after this short break.
Welcome back. This is the live coverage of Nowruz, and it's 7:15 a.m. Tehran time. We're with you. As you may know, Nowruz is celebrated at the spring equinox, the start of the spring season. A very old and well-established tradition in Iran for ushering in the new year is to lay the spread of haftsin on the floor, or alternatively to lay the table of haftsin in one's home. With only days or just hours to go until the start of a new year, Iranians lay a special table or a special spread known as the haftsin table or the haftsin spread. As the clock ticks away and the new year approaches, all family members gather around the haftsin spread table, or, you know, a spread or table, and pray for a new year full of happiness, prosperity, good health, and blessings. And some families keep the haftsin spread or table throughout the 13 days of the Nowruz festivity, and on the last day of Nowruz, the 13th of Farvardin, which is called Sizde Bedar, they throw the green grass or the green vegetation into a running stream of water. This highly symbolic act represents the flow of life or the passage of life. And let us talk about the haftsin spread or haftsin table. As you said, it is made up of senjed or oleaster. And do you know what it symbolizes? It symbolizes life and living.
That's right. The oleaster, or the Russian olives, the senjed, or Russian olives, symbolize life and living. That's right.
And we have sabze, which is a piece of green vegetation, which symbolizes the link between humans and nature. Also, greenery is the symbol of freshness, joy, and the green shoots of life. And we have samanu.
That's right. Samanu is a type of sweet made from young shoots of wheat plus flour. Samanu is a type of sweet. It symbolizes goodness and blessings.
Yeah, and we have coins, which symbolizes blessings, prosperity, and wealth. An apple.
That's right. Apple is another item which begins with the letter S in Persian or Farsi.
We say Sib.
That's right, Sib. An apple symbolizes kindness, love, and affection. And we also have sumac.
And in Farsi, we say somag.
That's right, sumac or somag. That symbolizes the taste of life.
And garlic, which in Farsi we say sir.
That's right, it begins with the letter S in Persian or in the Farsi language. Sir, garlic. Garlic is the guardian or the god of the haftsin table, the haftsin spread. It guards against everything which is unclean, and garlic is seen as keeping away uncleanliness.
Yes, the traditional haftsin table or spread has other components too, depending on the regions of Iran. Often seen on the haftsin table, we can mention a copy of the Noble Quran, a mirror, candles, bread, a crystal bowl full of water, and hyacinth. Wherever we spread the haftsin table, it means we are preparing to bid farewell to the year, which is just about to end, and usher in the new year.
Okay, we're back with our Nowruz special, the Iranian New Year. Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring. And Nowruz, of course, represents renewal of close ties between man and nature. The age-old traditions of Nowruz are celebrated today with all the gusto and enthusiasm of all previous years. The passage of centuries has shown the feelings and thoughts of the Iranian nation is inextricably linked to the traditions of Nowruz, a link which cannot be broken. The traditions of Nowruz are many. They include cleaning one's home as we approach in the last months, in the last weeks of the old year, cleaning one's home, known as khane tekani in Farsi or Persian.
This is house cleaning.
That's right. And we've mentioned the hafsin table, the hafsin spread. And we also celebrate the last Wednesday of the year, known as Charshanbe Suri, celebrating the last Wednesday of the year with fireworks. And also we commemorate those who have passed away in this last year by going to their graveside, traditionally on the last Thursday of the year. But one of the most beautiful traditions of Nowruz, of course, is cleaning one's house.
Have you done it?
That's right, I have. I've been very busy.
You might right. have helped your wife.
That's right.
In doing house cleaning.
That's right. And it means dusting off everything and polishing the home, dusting off and cleaning.
Every corner of the house.
That's right. Every corner of the house and literally everything within the house has to be cleaned.
Washing the carpets and rugs.
That's right. And so this is one of the most beautiful traditions of Nowruz, known as khane tekani.
And it's very difficult doing the house chores. It's more than that.
It often takes weeks, actually, or possibly it takes a long time because you have to literally clean your whole home, every corner, every nook and cranny of your home. It has to be cleaned. And so this is an excellent tradition.
Yes, it is.
And this is a tradition which is associated with Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. And as the old year draws to a close, the new year is just about to begin. It's a way of welcoming the arrival of spring and welcoming the new year.
And an important tradition of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, is to visit members of your extended family and relatives. According to tradition, on New Year's Day, that is the first of the month of Farvardin, it is customary to visit grandparents, parents, great-uncles and great-aunts, and other senior members of the family. In fact, the whole extended family often gathers at the home of a senior member of the family, for example, the grandparents.
That's right. That's right. Visiting senior members of the family is a tradition of Nowruz, and also giving a gift to the younger members of the family, AD, as we say.
Yes, we say AD to this gift.
That's right. Often it's just crisp banknote, fresh crisp notes, banknotes, which we give to the younger members of the family. They receive cash from the older members
of
the family.
Yes, it's usually cash, but there are some villages and some cities in Iran which they give, this AD is in the form of a gift.
That's right.
It's not banknotes.
That's also a tradition in rural areas of Iran mostly. And that's right. And we have, another tradition which is associated with Nowruz is that
And you know what? Today, with the expansion of cities, emergence of mega cities with family members being scattered over a wide geographical area, and the fact that many families live in apartments rather than homes,
right.
It has become necessary to contact your host beforehand and to make proper, prior arrangements by phone before you actually visit your relative or friend. Thus, today, unannounced guests and unarranged Nowruz visits are very rare. You have to make sure that the person you are visiting is actually at home when you arrive there.
That's right. Another tradition of Nowruz is wearing new clothes, putting on new clothes for the new year. So as part of this tradition, all the clothes and household items and appliances which are no longer in use or have become old and worn out are discarded, they're thrown away, and Iranians often wear new clothes on the first of Farvardin, the New Year's Day. And we can say that as part of our house cleaning exercise, we clean all the carpets, curtains, literally wash and clean all the household items, and this symbolizes, it brings back freshness into our lives and into our homes.
Yes, and another well-established tradition is to visit the home of a relative who has suffered bereavement, someone who has lost a loved one recently. Visiting them has priority over visiting other relatives, families, and friends.
That's right. And, of course, we can say that another tradition of Nowruz is being charitable. Charity is often associated with Nowruz. So Iranians often make a charitable donation to those who are less well off than themselves. They give AD, we say, or charity to people who are less well off than themselves.
Yes, it is very common in Iran to give money or gifts for Nowruz to anyone who is less well off or comes from a poor background.
That's right. Let's go for a short break. We'll be back. Okay, we're back with our Nowruz special, the Iranian New Year. Visiting relatives, friends and acquaintances during Nowruz starts in the first few days of the year, which are all public holidays in Iran. In Iran, from 1st to 5th of Farvardin is a public holiday, the first 5 days of the New Year. Usually this falls between 21st and 26th of March, and some years it falls between 20th and 25th of March. So those 5 days of the new year are public holidays in Iran. But Nowruz itself is actually 13 days long. It goes up to 13th of Farvardin, which is, we say, Sizdabedar. And the tradition, of course, is for all Iranians to go outside of their home into nature or green grass, into a green place, nature, on the 13th day of the new year, the 13th of Farvardin, which usually falls around 1st of April.
And the first day of Farvardin and the 13th day of this month, which is a holiday, special foods are made.
That's right. Special foods are made on those days. Traditionally, Iranians, for the New Year's Day, 1st of Farvardin, we have fish and rice
with vegetables. We say sabzi polo ba mahi. Yes,
that's right. That's the traditional.
And on
food.
The 13th day of Farvardin, which is a holiday, and it is called the Day of Nature. We make osh.
That's right. Yes, indeed. On the 13th day,
and it may differ in different parts of Iran.
That's right. I'm often reminded of the Christmas turkey, you know, for in the West, they have on Christmas Day, 25th of December, they have the Christmas turkey.
Yeah.
And in Iran, we have sabzi pulo with mahi rice and fish and rice on the first day of the year, the first day of Farvardin, which is on 21st of March, usually, sometimes 20th or but usually 21st of March, the first day of the new Iranian year. So that's
it's a very
tradition.
Extended, yes.
That's right. And of course, we mentioned giving gifts to younger members of the family.
And have you given this AD
AD
to your son?
Yes, I have, and to all the young members.
Your son,
example,
your wife, the younger...
And younger
members
of the family.
Of family.
That's right. Anyone who's a child or in their teenage years gets cash or money.
Or you may give it,
that's right.
It tonight.
That's right. It today is, of course, it's a New Year's Day in Iran, 21st of March. And... is it 20th? Today is it 21st or 20th of March?
Today is 20th of March.
Some years it falls on 20th, that's right. Other years it falls on 21st.
Yes. For example, last year it was correspondent with March 21st.
That's right.
So we go for a short break and we will be back with you. It's 7:32 a.m. Tehran time, and we are with you with Nowruz Special. In contemporary times, Nowruz has been celebrated not just in Iran, but in many other countries too. Nowruz is recognized worldwide as a notable Iranian cultural heritage, celebrated by Iranians as well as many other peoples. So, let's talk a little bit about the geography of Nowruz. The geographical region in which Nowruz was observed from ancient times is very huge and covers many countries. Meanwhile, on February 24, 2010, the UN General Assembly passed a resolution and recognized the International Day of Nowruz, which promotes the culture of peace throughout the world. Thus, Nowruz has been acknowledged as a truly international festivity and has been registered as part of the world's heritage. Here is how UNESCO describes International Day of Nowruz. Nowruz, meaning the new day, is an ancestral festivity marking the first day of spring and the renewal of nature, actually.
That's right. It includes rituals, ceremonies, and cultural events, as well as enjoyment of a special meal with their loved ones. New clothes are worn, visits are made to family and friends, and gifts, especially for children, are exchanged. Nowruz contributes to cultural diversity and friendship among different peoples and different communities and different nations.
And we talked about these rituals in details just minutes ago.
That's right. We have,
in particular, with relation to the 2003 Convention for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, Nowruz was inscribed as an element in 2009 and extended in 2016 on the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity at the joint initiative of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Afghanistan, Republic of Azerbaijan, India, Iraq, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, Tajikistan, Turkey, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan.
That's right. And we'll talk more about the history of Nowruz after this short break. Okay, let us now talk a little bit about the Iranian calendar. After the glorious advent of Islam in Iran, Iranians continue to celebrate Nowruz, and Iranian king from the Seljuk dynasty, his name was Jalaluddin Malik Shah, in the year 467 Lunar Hijri year, Jalaluddin Malik Shah, the Shah of Iran in the Seljuk dynasty, ordered a group of 8 top astronomers and mathematicians of his time. And at that time, one of the most famous Iranian mathematicians, he's also an Iranian poet, it was Omar Khayyam. Omar Khayyam was one of those 8 people who, according to the Shah's order, Jalaluddin Malik Shah's order, a group of 8 top astronomers and mathematicians, including Omar Khayyam, were tasked with correcting Iran's calendar, making a more accurate calendar. The group of 8 top scientists and mathematicians decided to designate the first day of spring as a day of Nowruz, or New Year's Day, fixing this day in the Iranian calendar. They also managed to draw up the most accurate solar calendar in the world at the time. This was 467 Lunar Hijri year. We're currently 1,000. It's about 1,000 years ago, actually, just over 1,000 years ago.
It's very old.
Yes, it's very old indeed. And it was quite remarkable that at that time, over 1,000 years ago, Omar Khayyam, the top Iranian mathematician, and 7 others managed to draw up a calendar which was remarkably accurate, even by today's standards. The Jalaluddin Malik Shah calendar is remarkably accurate. They also, they managed to draw up this most accurate solar calendar in the world at the time. It is known as the Jalali or the Maliki calendar. It is used in Iran and it's accurate even by modern standards. Quite remarkable, considering that it was drawn up nearly 1,000 years ago, or just over 1,000 years ago. In the Islamic period, particularly in the Safavid period, the Safavid dynasty, the festivities and rituals of Nowruz were also observed. And we can say that the status of Nowruz is part of the Iranian Islamic culture, and Muslim Iranians celebrate Nowruz. And we talk more about the traditions of Nowruz and the history of Nowruz after this short break.
Welcome back. So you were talking.
That's right. We talked a little bit about traditions of Nowruz, the drawing up of the Jalali or the Maliki calendar in Iran. And, of course, there are other Nowruz traditions. Let's talk about Nowruz in other countries. For example, we can say that in years gone by, the celebration of Nowruz was banned in some countries in Central Asia. For example, in the days of the former Soviet Union, the celebration of Nowruz was banned for many decades in the former Soviet Central Asian republics of Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan. And these restrictions were lifted when Mikhail Gorbachev came into power in the former Soviet Union. But despite the fact that for decades, Nowruz celebrations were banned in Central Asian countries like Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Turkmenistan, Nowruz did not die out. It was maintained by the Tajik, the Kyrgyz, and the Turkmen people. So this is also very important, the fact that Nowruz has literally, it's part of life, not just in Iran, in the Islamic Republic of Iran, but in surrounding countries as well, Afghanistan, in many countries, India and Pakistan, parts of India, Pakistan, many Central Asian countries, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, Turkmenistan, and so on.
And just before the program, you were talking about a hadith from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, the sixth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, about Nowruz.
That's right. Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible successor to Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, has said, according to a hadith or tradition, Imam Ja'far Sadiq has said, the day of Nowruz is a day when the Almighty made a covenant with his servants and followers that they should only worship him and assign no partner to him and have faith in the prophets which he has sent. Nowruz is the first day when the sun has risen from the earth, from the east, and fertile winds have blown, bringing flowers and blossoms to earth. So that's a hadith from Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him, the sixth infallible successor to Prophet Muhammad, the Prophet of Islam.
And after the short break, I just wanted to talk about the events that happened in Iran in the year 1402 and the progresses and the developments in the country. It's 7:44 a.m. Tehran time, and this is the live coverage of Nowruz. The Islamic Republic of Iran saw spectacular progress in various fields in the year 1402. Despite Western sanctions imposed by Western regimes in recent years, Iran has taken giant strides in different fields, including scientific, technological, and defense fields, in this, especially in the civilian space program. Late in February, Iran successfully put into orbit the domestically built Pars-1 research sensing satellite. The 134-kilogram satellite was launched by a Soyuz rocket from the Vostochny Cosmodrome in Russia's far eastern Amur region. The Islamic Republic is among the top 10 countries in manufacturing satellite and space launch vehicle. For the first time, Iran succeeded in placing its satellites in a low Earth orbit, which is at a distance of 450 to 2,000 kilometers from the Earth. Iranian satellites are now in space. In the coming year, Iran plans to work on preparing a group of communications and internet satellites to be sent to space, especially in remote areas. Publishing 8,609 applied articles in the field of technology from 2013 to 2023 has ranked the Islamic Republic of Iran first among Islamic nations, the National Science Foundation has said in a recent report. The indicators used in this report are the number of articles cited in international patents and the number of citations in patents from 2013 to 2023. And despite Western sanctions on Iran in recent years, the country has taken giant strides in advancing in its defense infrastructure. Authorities in Iran have reiterated the country's unwavering dedication to strengthening its defense capacities, which is solely for defensive and deterrent purposes.
We're back with our Nowruz special. Nowruz, of course, literally means a new day in Farsi or Persian, and it's the Iranian New Year.
Yes, and I just talked about Iranian achievements in the year 1402, and globally, at the global level, we had different developments, including what happened in Gaza in October 2023. As you may know, we have World Quds Day ahead. It happens the last Friday of the Islamic month of Ramadan, and people in the world come to the streets to show their solidarity with Palestinians. And this World Quds Day is very special this year, this Ramadan, because of the developments which is happening in the Gaza Strip. And to show their people come to the streets to show their solidarity with Palestinians, with the people of Gaza, and to show their anger and outrage at the Zionist regime's brutality, which is getting worse day by day.
That's right. The last Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan is the International Quds Day, or World Quds Day. And this year, of course, as you said, there's an added poignancy to these marches and rallies throughout the world in support of the Palestinians and their cause, because of the events, of course, in Gaza and in the occupied West Bank, particularly in Gaza, with the brutal Israeli war on Gaza, which has now gone for more than 5 months, almost 6 months now. The people of Gaza have been subjected to the most dreadful and horrible conditions by their tormentors, the Zionist regime. And this year, so the International Quds Day rallies and marches have this added poignancy and added importance, of course.
And as you may know, after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, designated the last Friday of the holy month of Ramadan as the International Quds Day. And it's for 45 years that people around the world have come to the streets to show their support and solidarity with the defenseless Palestinians who are under pressures for 75 years by the Zionist regime.
That's right. It's now time for a short break. We'll be back. Okay, we're back with our Nowruz special, the Iranian New Year. And I can say that, just over an hour now, we're into the new Iranian year, 1403, just over an hour and about an hour 15 minutes, hour 20 minutes into the new year. So congratulations to all those of our listeners who celebrate Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. The new year has just started here in Iran. And a quick recap of the main points made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, in his New Year's speech to the nation. The leader of the Islamic Revolution greeted the Iranian nation. He greeted the families of the martyrs and all the countries which celebrate Nowruz. The leader said, "One of the greatest tragedies this year has been the explosions in Kerman during the commemoration ceremonies for the martyred Iranian general, Qasem Soleimani." He also mentioned the terrible floods in Sistan-Baluchistan province in southeastern Iran. And also he said, "The most tragic of all, of course, is the current war in the Gaza Strip, the situation in occupied Palestine, the brutal Israeli war on Gaza, which has now extended for more than 5 months, which has now gone on for more than 5 months. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, also had a lot to say about the situation, Iran's economy. He said, "The economy is improving slowly. The slogan for last year was inflation control and growth in production and manufacturing." The leader said that this is a long-term goal, of course. It may take many years to increase production and manufacturing, but this is an ongoing effort by the Iranian people and all officials in Iran. He said the slogan for this year is surge in production through people's participation. Leap in production through people's participation is this year's slogan, and the leader emphasized the importance of production and manufacturing. He said the key to solving Iran's economic problems, for example, the fact that inflation is rather high and the problem of unemployment, the key to that is to boost production and manufacturing, domestic production and manufacturing. That's the key to solving Iran's economic problems. And the leader said he expects to see a leap in production and manufacturing this year, this new year, which has just started. So this year's slogan is leap in production through people's participation. And also, it's very important, the leader said, for ordinary people to actively participate in economic and business activities, to participate in the economy. So that was the main points made by the leader of the Islamic Revolution. And the Iranian president, Sayyid Ebrahim Raisi, also made a speech on the occasion of the new Iranian year, Nowruz. President Raisi said, "The economy in Iran is improving slowly. Point-to-point inflation, for example, has been reduced from 55% to 35% in recent months." He said many villages have been connected to mains, water and electricity. As many as 5,000 villages in the past year or so in Iran have been connected to mains, water and electricity. And President Ebrahim Raisi made a special point about infrastructure projects. He said these are very important. We must advance our infrastructure projects. And he said Iran has advanced in aerospace technology and space research. He said many Iranian satellites have been launched into orbit around planet Earth in the past year. And he also said the year which has just passed, it has been characterized by Iran joining some very important international organizations like the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, SCO, and BRICS, which is the emerging economies of the world. BRICS stands for Brazil, Russia, India, and China and Saudi Arabia. But Iran has now joined the BRICS nations as well, the emerging economies of the world. And Iranian President Said Ebrahim Raisi also talked a lot about the current situation in Gaza. He said the coercive bullying powers have pulled out all the stops to punish and murder the Palestinians, particularly in Gaza, but we have seen some heroic resistance and resilience from the Palestinians of Gaza. And President Raisi also said that the Iranian people, contrary to how the enemies and ill-wishers had hoped, the Iranian people did participate in the parliamentary and assembly of experts elections which were held on 1st of March, and this disappointed the enemies and the ill-wishers of the Islamic Republic. So those were the main points by Iranian President. We'll be back after this short break.
So we have to wrap up Nowruz special. Congratulations again, everyone. We wish a year full of peace, love, good tidings to all our listeners and to all the people of the world. And this wish belongs not just to those people who celebrate Nowruz in their countries, but this wish belongs to all the people around the world. May peace prevails in the world. We wish peace prevails around the world, and and this wish, the wish for peace, love, good tidings, we just gift it to Palestinians, especially the Gaza residents, who are under the Israeli regime bombardment for about 6 months now, and they are under pressure and under siege from the Israeli regime for 17 years, and they are under Israeli regime, brutality for about 75 years. And so may peace prevails all over the world. Congratulations again. So, you have something
say? Congratulations to everyone on the occasion of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. We wish you good health, prosperity, and success. And what just remains for us to say we wish the coming year, the coming year or so will be one full of joy and prosperity for all our listeners.
So God bless you and goodbye.
God bless you and goodbye. Take care. This has been our Nowruz special.
ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.